this is a two for Tuesday that you would actually hear on an FM classic rock station. Well, maybe The Police. Well, maybe Blondie, too. But this one just sounds more typically. Dan, don't you think Fleetwood Mac is like more typically the classic? Yeah, two for Tuesday.
Right.
Now, you chose Fleetwood Mac. Is there a specific reason?
You know, I had just heard the tail end of You Can Go Your Own Way on the radio over the weekend, so you only like the last 10 seconds. So ever since then, I've been jonesing to hear
more. Just been stuck in your head.
Yep.
Yeah, all right. Two for Tuesday. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're here till 5 a.m., the opening bell with Steve Guzanich at 5, and then the great Steve Cochran at 6. I'll get to hang out via the phone with Mr. Cochran around 6:15-ish. I think we're going to talk Oscars. Maybe a little bit George Kennedy as well. Speaking of George Kennedy passed away past Monday, and he was a legend, 91 years old. George Kennedy, the brawny Oscar-winning character actor known for playing cops, soldiers, and blue-collar authority figures in such films as Cool Hand Luke, Airport, and the Naked Gun films, has died. He was 91. Died on Sunday in Boise, Idaho, said his grandson, Corey Schenkel. He passed Sunday morning due to old age and some health issues. The New York-born Kennedy served in World War II. He spent 16 years in the U.S. Army, many of them with Armed Forces Radio. In 1950s, he was an advisor to Phil Silver's Sergeant Bilko show and then started getting acting roles. Among his early notable films were 1963's Charade, in which he played one of the criminal gang threatening Audrey Hepburn's character, and 1965, The Flight of the Phoenix, which he played a passenger on James Stewart's stranded airplane. He broke through in 1967's Cool Hand Luke, in which he played Dragline, a convict who resists and then becomes friendly with Paul Newman's Luke character. He went on to win a Best Supporting Actor Oscar for that. And why don't we hear that, since we were hearing a little bit of Oscar speeches? How about one from this one in the past, from 1967, from the year... so it would be 1968 when this happened, but from... this is the introduction. This is great. This is really classic, because Bob Hope was the host for many, many, many years. Hope was the host for the Oscars. He was the perennial, host. So it's Bob Hope introducing the whole thing, presenter and all, leading up to George Kennedy, who won the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor for Cool Hand Luke. And here that is.
The next award is very unusual. It's for Best Supporting Actor. It's unusual because this year there isn't an Englishman on the list. The presentation will be made by a young star who, when she was even younger, won the Oscar herself for her stunning performance in The Miracle Worker, Miss Patty Duke. Congratulations, Patty. They tell me you're great in Valley of the Dolls.
Oh, well, I wouldn't know. My mother wouldn't let me see it.
What a coincidence.
Oh, really? Your mother wouldn't let you see it either?
My mother doesn't mind. It's my doctor.
For best performance by an actor in a supporting role, we of the Academy have nominated John Cassavetes for his role in The Dirty Dozen, Gene Hackman in Bonnie and Clyde, Cecil Calloway in Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, Michael J. Pollard in Bonnie and Clyde, and George Kennedy in Cool Hand Luke. May I be on? Thank you. The winner is George Kennedy in Cool Hand Luke.
I could bust. I have to thank Stuart Rosenberg for giving me the opportunity to even be here. And I must simply thank the Academy for the greatest moment of my life. Thank you.
Short but sweet. old George Kennedy. Wow, what a group of nominees that year. Good God.
Yeah, that's pretty. I mean, that's amazing.
Everybody
to be in there.
Wow. Wow. John Cassavetes in the Dirty Dozen. Michael Pollard for Bonnie and Clyde, Gene Hackman for Bonnie and Clyde, and then the dude from Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. And then George Kennedy. Wow. You know, George Kennedy did make a lot of appearances on television. One of the craziest one is where he Dean Martin had a variety show for a while. And there were scenes where, you know, Dean Martin, of course, one of the reputation that Dean had, which is not a true reputation, it's not true, was that he was always bombed. But if you had read stories or, you know, talked to people that knew him, in fact, I interviewed Dean Martin's daughter on a couple of occasions who wrote a book, said that most of the time that was apple juice in the tumbler and not bourbon or whiskey. It was apple juice and some ice. And he you know, all these guys would stay out till 5-6 in the morning getting hammered. Him, you know, those guys, the Rat Pack guys, he would be like, yeah, I'm going to drink some apple juice so I can get up in the morning and shoot some golf. That's the way Dino really was. But he had this reputation of being a drunk. So they would do bits that would take place, you know, like comedy bits that would take place in bars on his show. Here's one where George Kennedy plays a guy who used to go to school, unquote, with Dean Martin in a bar.
You're Dean Martin, ain't you?
Yeah.
Remember me? Steve Belichick. We went to high school in Steubenville together. We was on a football team. I was the fullback. He was the water boy.
Yeah, and I haven't touched the stuff since. Sure, I remember you, Steve. Hey, those were great days. Remember that cheerleader, Brenda? Every time we lost, she'd try and cheer up the whole team one at a time in the rumble seat of her Packard. I wonder whatever happened to her.
I married her.
Must be nice to have a wife who likes football.
You know, I'm having a terrible problem with Brenda Dean. Yeah. She went and joined Women's Lib. She comes home the other night and she tells me, Steve, from now on I want you to stop thinking of me as a woman. I'm not a woman. I'm a person. Dumb broad. If I wanted to marry a person, I would have married Albert Schweitzer.
All right. I think how happy your mother would have been if you'd married a doctor.
She keeps yakking about the double standard. She gets angry whenever I leave her at home and go out and look for broads.
She does?
Yep. So we compromised. Now when I go out and look for broads, I take her with me. Well, I gotta be splitting. Yeah. I gotta go home and tell my wife who wears the pants in a happy family.
Well, who does wear the pants in a happy family?
Nobody.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go out looking for broads. It's amazing the kind of stuff you can get away with like in the late 60s on television. Yeah, my wife wins Libber. She gets mad when I go out looking for broads. Did you enjoy that, Esmeralda?
That was great.
Yeah, you were the water boy. Yeah, I haven't touched the stuff in years. Oh, boy. Hold on a minute. See, he's a drunk. George Kennedy, man. George Kennedy has passed away. Amazing actor, one of the best character actors of all time. And I have some texts coming in. 312-981-7200. Mitch says, my wife and I were out in California for vacation. We were given tickets to see the Captain and Tennille show. No. Ooh! George Kennedy was on it, and it was the best part. We set up our alarm at 1 a.m. to try and watch being broadcast. Okay. George Kennedy actually appeared on several episodes of Match Game. Oh, I totally forgot we could have. I would love to have gotten some audio on that. But George Kennedy sat in the very first position, top tier, first position on Match Game. And I actually think he was on one of the same episodes he was on was Patty Duke was on there as well. So the woman who presented him with his Academy Award, mm-hmm. She was bottom tier first.
Oh.
I've seen Match Game a couple times.
Right.
All right, let me quickly play this clip. Then we got a break. My dad will tell a joke, and we'll get back and talk a little bit more about the great George Kennedy and maybe play another scene or two. But this is most people remember him vividly from the airplane, airport movies, like the disaster movies of the 70s. Here's a scene. Here's a scene from the original airport.
Huge ship and out on bay. I told you I wanted all the power you got.
Full throttle this plane, it'd be standing on its nose.
You might fly these things, but I take them apart and put them back together again. If you had any guts, we'd be on the runway by now.
You felt it vibrating? Another 10 seconds, we'd have had structural damage.
Who do you think you're talking to? Some kid that fixes bicycles? I know every inch of the 707. Take the wings off this and you could use it as a tank. This plane is built to withstand anything, except a bad pilot.
All right, hold it, hold it. This kind of talk will get us nowhere.
I tell your mechanic that I've got over 3 million miles in the air.
And 2.5 feet in the ground.
Now, let's stop wasting time. What do we do now?
Now we got to dig a lot deeper. Put lumber under the wheels. But the next time we try, since he's afraid, I'll drive it out.
I'm not turning this ship over to anybody without authorization from our chief pilot.
I phoned Kettering, but there's no answer.
And I guess we just sit here and wait till you get him.
No, we don't. We haven't got time. You're not in the air now, Captain. You're stuck on the ground, my ground, and you're blocking my primary runway.
I'm not using full power. It's too risky.
Then I'll make the decision. I'll take the responsibility for the aircraft. Mr. Petroni is licensed to taxi. He'll take over.
Petroni, baby. Petroni. And you know who the lead was in that movie? The lead pilot in that movie?
Who is that?
Dean Martin.
Oh, man.
Do you see? Do you see how it all comes together? He wasn't available for that scene because he was out looking for broads.
Right. You just see him in the background chasing after a woman.
Just going, where? I'm sorry about not being there when you were testing the plane. I was looking for broads. George Kennedy, man, he was legendary. Petroni, man, from the airport movies. Fantastic. All right, we got a break here. We got weather, we got traffic. My dad's going to call in and tell a joke because I wasn't here yesterday. I know it's not Monday, but that's what's happening. All right, so now you want some comedy.
Yes.
You want some George Kennedy comedy that doesn't involve him saying, I'm going to go looking for broads?
Sure.
Okay. The great George Kennedy, one of the greatest character actors of all time, 91 years old, war hero, legend of the silver screen, starred in the Naked Gun movies. And this is from Naked Gun 2.5. And in this clip, you will hear, I can't remember the guy who played the scientist wizard, who they did all the testing on. But the other guy that you hear in this clip, besides Leslie Nielsen and George Kennedy, is, of course, O.J. Simpson. So this is George Kennedy and the rest of the guys in Naked Gun 2.5.
And meanwhile, we'll be continuing fingerprint analysis, fiber checks, DNA breakdown, hair samples. Then using the microscopic dirt particles on this footprint, it's a matter of getting a geologic breakdown of the entire city.
We may not have that kind of time, Ted.
Then maybe this will help. We found his wallet on the curb outside the Institute. We haven't yet had a chance to examine it thoroughly. It just came down from the lab an hour ago.
Hector Savage from Detroit. Hey, I remember this. Ex-boxer. His real name was Joey Chicago.
Oh, yeah. He fought under the name of Kid Minneapolis.
Hey, I saw Kid Minneapolis fight once in Cincinnati.
No, you're thinking of Kid New York. He fought out of Philly.
He was killed in the ring in Houston. By Tex Colorado. You know, the Arizona assassin.
Yeah, from Dakota. I don't remember if it was north or south.
North. South Dakota was his brother from West Virginia.
You sure know your boxing?
Well, all I know is never bet on the white guy. You got an address in there?
Well, I've got a card that says Monique DiCarlo, 210 Bleckman Street.
That's the red light district. Wonder why Savage is hanging out down there.
Sex, Frank?
No, not right now, Ed. We got work to do.
you can see those jokes coming a mile away sometimes. Have you seen the Angie Tribeca yet? Has anybody seen Angie Tribeca?
I haven't seen it, no.
Okay, if you're a fan of the Naked Gun movies and if you're a fan of Police Squad, can I please highly recommend that everybody watch Angie Tribeca? It's on TBS. You can watch it on demand. All of the episodes are out there. I binged watched them in one day. It is the heir apparent to the Naked Gun movies and the heir apparent to Police Squad. Steve Carell and his wife Nancy Walls put it together, and clearly they adore Police Squad and they adore the Naked Gun movies. It's hysterical. Angie Tribeca. If you like Naked Gun movies, you should definitely check it out. All right, let us find out what's happening on the opening bell. Here's Steve. Hi, Steve.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning.
Did you have a good Oscars holiday weekend?
I did, yeah. I fell asleep right afterwards watching Johnny Carson. That's the kind of exciting life I lead.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
In a smoking jacket, I hope.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. We'll have more on the opening bell.
Okay. Thank you, Steve.
Have a nice day.
All right, you too. All right, that's coming up. The opening bell is coming up. All right. So you're going to bring me some of your wonton soup, right?
Yes.
I expect it.
All right. Well, I will bring it.
Okay. You didn't win, though.
I didn't.
Did they have second place and third place at your soup competition?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know who else got. I tied with a few people.
Oh, okay.
But it wasn't first.
But yours was from what I understand, yours was the most work intensive because you had to stay in the kitchen to do the wontons to order.
Well, pretty much, yeah, because I didn't want them to get overcooked.
I understand.
Yeah.
That's
and it was, you know, and I made the wonton.
Right.
I made the wontons themselves.
That's great. You put way too much. I think you should have
won. I did. I put way too much work into it.
I think you should have won. All right. Joe says it's kind of sad, but the first thing I think of when I remember George Kennedy and his films are the Naked Gun series. There's nothing sad about that.
No,
he's hysterical in those movies. George Kennedy, a legend. He lived to be 91. War hero, Academy Award winning actor. Just a fantastic guy and a panelist on Match Game at one point. Okay. Esmeralda, I'll see you tomorrow with some soup.
Yes.
Okay. See you tomorrow. We'll be right back with the news.